Committee on Health will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and it will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-692-8953. Again, 877-692-8953. And the access code is 705-6909. Again, 705-6909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate Committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support or opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you'll wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. That time, you'll be unmuted and you'll now be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you're watching the hearing on prior to giving your testimony over the phone. It is important that we're able to hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so that all interested parties can be heard. Today, we'll be hearing one bill, SB 48 by Senator Lamone, pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10. Before we hear the presentation on the bills, we don't have a quorum yet. For bill testimony, due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, the committee chair will institute time limits on bill testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal amount of time to be determined by the chair. For the primary witnesses in support and in opposition, I will permit up to 2 witnesses for 2 minutes per witness, or a maximum of 4 minutes for each side. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, position on the measure. I hope to hear from everyone who wishes to testify. However, because we have a definite end time for the hearing, I may limit the total time for all comments on a bill to ensure that the committee is able to complete our hearing agenda today and that the subsequent committee is able to begin on time, timely manner. Everyone also has the opportunity to submit testimony on any bill being heard today on the Health Committee website. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I believe with Senator Lamone, I think we are at a quorum, if I'm not mistaken. Do we have 11 members or?
5, 6. No, I think we're one short.
6 members?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, now we are. We have a quorum?
Yeah,
okay. All right, yes. Okay, well, let's, at this point in time, before we begin, let's go ahead and establish a quorum. Consultant, please call the roll.
Pan.
Hi.
Here.
Pan here, Melendez.
Here.
Melendez here, Eggman. Gonzalez. Grove.
Here.
Grove here, Hurtado. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here, Limon.
Here.
Limon here, Roth.
Here.
Roth here, Rubio. Rubio here, Wiener. Here.
Okay, we established the quorum. Actually, does our vice chair have a seat? Or did she just step out?
Yeah,
Okay, all right. Okay, well, let's go ahead and begin. Senator Lamone, welcome. Please begin your presentation.
Thank you, Chair and colleagues. I wanted to first start off by thanking the chair, the committee consultant Kimberly, DHCS, the Department of Aging, and for the provider community for working with me over the last year to design this important bill. As amended in the Assembly, SB 48 creates an innovative program to give Medi-Cal providers training, validated assessment tools, and payment incentives for conducting conducting cognitive health assessments in order to achieve the statewide goal of improved Alzheimer's detection and diagnoses. According to the Alzheimer's Association, less than half of the individuals living with Alzheimer's have been given a diagnosis. The lack of a diagnosis leads to a number of challenges related to planning, care, cost of care, and engagement in clinical trials. Our state has modeled how such a program could be successful through the Adverse Childhood Experiences Program, ACES. The program provides financial incentives for physicians serving a Medi-Cal population to conduct ACES screenings. SB 48 would use this model for Alzheimer's and dementia. This bill is an important step to ensure individuals receive a timely and accurate diagnosis while giving physicians the tools to effectively assess a patient's chances of having Alzheimer's disease and dementia. SB 48 has no opposition and has received strong bipartisan support, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Lamone. We'll now move to witnesses in support. I understand we do have one lead witness in support, Jared Garuso from the Alzheimer's Association. Moderator, can you please bring Mr. Garuso onto the line? And you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Committee Chair Pan and members. My name is Jared Garuso, and I'm the California Government Affairs Director for the Alzheimer's Association. I'll be brief and make a few key points. First, I wanted to share our association's appreciation to all those that work with us and author to get this bill to this point. Our goal has always been to provide access to timely diagnosis to all Californians. Through ongoing engagement and guidance from the chair of this committee, the physician community, the administration's Department of Healthcare Services, and Department of Aging, we believe that we have a bill that gets us to our goal, better access to timely diagnosis. Second, as Senator Limon mentioned, this concept is modeled after the excellent work our state has done related to adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, by incentivizing cognitive health assessments for non-dual eligible Medi-Cal beneficiaries 65 and over. Physicians choosing to receive these incentives will need to complete dementia-specific training as well. Finally, this proposal fills an important gap in our healthcare system for individuals on Medi-Cal without access to Medicare. While Medicare offers a similar benefit within the annual wellness visit, over 180,000 individuals over 65 do not currently have access to this benefit. With the program outlined in SB 48, we can finally fill this gap. While this bill focuses specifically on that 180,000 individuals, we believe that this proposal is an innovative step to address the massive gap in diagnosis for those living with dementia and should have broader benefits when implemented. While I previously mentioned cognitive screening benefits within Medicare, less than a quarter of beneficiaries receive this benefit. California now has the opportunity to truly lead the way in a way outlined by the Alzheimer's Task Force and the Master Plan for Aging and how we can finally address this foundational challenge. Timely diagnosis is an opportunity to plan, to improve the quality of life, to take advantage of targeted programs, and to participate in clinical trials that will ultimately lead to a treatment and a cure. We ask for your support on SB 48 today. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We'll now move on to additional witnesses in support. We'll begin with this room. Are there any additional witnesses in this room? All right, we'll move to room 2040. Seeing no one in room 2040. Moderator, please bring onto the line witnesses who wish to testify in support of SB 48, name, organization, and position only.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 48, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to comment in support of SB 48, you may press 1 and then 0. Line 22, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Bryce Dougherty on behalf of the California Academy of Family Physicians and Strong Support. And we'd just like to applaud Senator Lamone for working with us to ensure that patients suffering from cognitive diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia receive an appropriate diagnosis and timely care. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, name, organization, position only. Additional witnesses in support.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 48, you may press 1 and then 0. We have no further comments in queue.
Okay, thank you. We'll now move to witnesses in opposition. We have no formally listed witness in opposition for testimony, so we'll then move to any additional witnesses in opposition and begin with this room, 4203. Seeing no one in 4203, let's move to room 2040. Seeing no one in room 2040, let's now move on to the telephonic line moderator. Please open the line to witnesses who wish to testify in opposition to SB 48. Again, name, organization, position only.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 48, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 48, you may press 1 and then 0. We have no comments in queue at this time.
Okay, thank you. And we'll now bring it back to committee. Are there questions or comments from committee members?
Move the bill.
Okay, it's been moved by Senator Leyva. Seeing no comments or questions, Senator Lamone, first of all, I just want to thank you so very much for working with me and your advocacy for the Alzheimer's community. I know that when the bill first started, actually went to BNP around CME requirements, but I urged you, and I appreciate you listening, that we actually should actually move the needle and actually not just talk about telling people they should be doing this. Let's actually incentivize and create the supports that physicians and other health providers need to be sure that we actually do this kind of screening that you are seeking. So again, I really appreciate the work that you've done on this, and certainly in very full support, and appreciate you partnering with me and my opportunity to be able to help support you in your goals. So with that, would you like to close?
I want to thank you. This bill was in a different way, still with support, but it was a different way. And I don't know if people really understand how impactful this is going to be in a positive way. And I have to thank you, your committee, everybody for helping us get to this place, because it has turned. And I think it's really exciting what we're going to be able to do for Californians.
All right.
So I respectfully ask for a vote.
Thank you, Senator Lamone. So the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. It's been moved by Senator Leyva. Consultant, please call the roll.
Pan.
Aye.
Pan. Aye. Melendez.
No.
Melendez. No. Eggman. Gonzalez.
Aye.
Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Okay. Hurtado.
Aye.
Hurtado. Aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva. Aye. Limon.
Aye.
Limon. Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth. Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio. Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener. Aye.
Okay, I have 8-1.
8-1.
8-1. Is that the whole roll?
Yep.
Okay. So the vote is 8-1. The bill, the amendment, assembly amendments are concurred in. With that, we've concluded this agenda of this hearing of the Committee on Health. I want to thank all the individuals who participate in public testimony today. If you are not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Health Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you. Appreciate your participation. I want to thank everyone for participating in this hearing. We have concluded this agenda. The Senate Committee on Health is now adjourned. Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.